on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, here we go. We're headed into Father's Day weekend. And how apropos we catch up with Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family and the Daily Citizen. And Glenn, you and I both have kiddos and both look to the Word of God for our direction and how to be better dads, better husbands, better men of God. But you took the time, very timely, to provide more content for the listener at the Daily Citizen, an article, The Good and Bad News on the State of Fatherhood in America Today. And, you know, we've gone over a lot of stats and all kinds of different conversations, but I'm really looking forward to get an update on some of the things that you found and discuss a little bit.
You bet. And you know what? I mean, to be able to talk about Father's Day and fatherhood, you know, coming up to Father's Day, and you and I, like you said, you're a dad, I'm a dad. And, you know, being a dad, our dadhood is like one of the most defining qualities of us in the sense of, you know, like being a father to kids, it transformed my life. And I like not to make too much of it, but like I've told people, like my salvation is huge. Being saved by Jesus is huge, but you know what? The transformation that happened within me having kids, and I've got five kids, you know, that is a remarkable thing. And unfortunately, so many men are missing that today because that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. Fatherhood in terms of the numbers are declining. But no, fatherhood changes you in a profound, wonderful way. It makes us better men.
Yeah. And the truth is, I mean, you and I could talk not only an hour, but we could spend a whole day on this. I mean, there could be a men's retreat gathering that is just focused on this topic.
Yep.
So there's plenty to cover, but we'll hit some highlights. What are people going to find when they dive into the article?
Well, what I looked into this, and this is really kind of like, what's the state of fatherhood in America today? And it is a bad news, good news story. We all love good news, but we have to be honest about the bad news. But let's start with the good news. Let's start with the good stuff. And I'm a researcher, so I'm always looking at the research. And in the very beginning of the article, I highlight that there's some really interesting research from good secular researchers that are showing that those men today who are fathers, they tend to be more engaged fathers. What they looked at was generationally, and they said that, you know, over comparing generation to generation of men, that young men today who are fathers, they are about four times more likely to spend, or they're likely to spend four times more time with their child intentionally than, you know, I'm in my 60s, you know, fathers my age, fathers, you know, the greatest generation, the boomers, even Xers. You know, the fathers today are spending significantly more time with their kids. And that's a bit of a selection effect. I mean, we're, you know, the men that are becoming fathers today are more selective and they're more intentional about their fatherhood. That's the bad news. That's the bad news is that the number of dads are declining. And this is happening because fertility is declining. And we think of fertility being a woman's issue, but no, dads have to be engaged in that, or men have to be engaged in that. And fewer women having babies means fewer men becoming fathers. And so fatherhood as an experience for men is declining significantly. But one of the other things that I talk about in this article is how happy fatherhood makes men. The research is very, very clear that men who are fathers, and particularly men who are married fathers, are the most happy, contented in life, have a richness about their life and a sense of purpose about their life than men in any other categories, married or unmarried or non-fatherless. So marriage makes a difference in men's lives, and fatherhood makes a very positive difference in men's lives. In fact, there's this one researcher, she's from the University of Southern California. She has a new book out called The Dad Brain, and she's a secular researcher, but like her book is, I haven't gotten it yet. I've ordered it, but I've seen her work. It's called The Dad Brain, The New Science of Fatherhood and How It Shapes Men's Lives. She talks about how being a father makes you live a little bit longer. Because it's healthy for you. It's good for you. It gives you purpose. So it has a positive effect on a man's health rather than a negative effect.
Well, you know, we're so, you and I both know, and those who know the Word of God know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's not hard to believe. The last comment that you made about being a father and engaging in being a father is healthy for really everyone, physically healthy for you. I want to back up a little bit to the good news about the younger generation spending more time with their kids. I love that statistic. And, you know, whether something good happens or something bad happens, and it's a something of, you know, relevance and importance, I will often go to what happened, how did it happen, and how do we keep that from either happening again if it was bad, or how do we keep it happening if it was good? And it almost, I don't know if in any of this research they can, you know, really nail how it is that the younger generation is spending more time with their kids. I don't imagine you found anything on that, but I would sure like to know the answer to that.
Yeah, let me read you one of the quotes. This comes from Derek Thompson. He's a secular science journalist, but he really does great work. And he said, I quote him in the article. He says, "You will be hard-pressed to find any part of day-to-day modern life that has changed more in the last half century than the way today's parents parent." And he says, and fathers in general spend time with their kids. So they are spending more time with their kids. So, but your question is why? What's behind that? And it's a nerdy kind of sociological thing. And it's, again, what sociologists call the selection effect, that more intentional dads are being selected into fatherhood. When the rate of fatherhood declines, you find, and this is true for marriage as well, the divorce rate has been declining significantly over the last couple of decades because the marriage rate is declining. And what that means is those who are marrying are more intentional about being married. And those men who find themselves fathers today are more intentional about the process of fathering. So that's the explanation. It's a thesis, but that's the explanation that they offer for why dads today are spending more time. It's because they are more intentional about their fatherhood because they became fathers on like real purpose. Like they knew that's what they wanted to be, rather than, you know, like in the old days, like, okay, well, here I am, I'm a father, I'm going to give it my best shot. No, these dads are clearly more intentional. So even in that is a good news, bad news. You know, right. It means that there's fewer kids, that there are fewer fathers, but those fathers that do exist, they're very intentional about their fatherhood because they're fathers on purpose. They have a mission and a sense for why and what they're doing.
Okay. And you did briefly mention that earlier, but I'm glad you took a little deeper dive. And you can take a little deeper dive if you go to thedailycitizen.org and find this article by Glenn Stanton. It's the good and bad news on the state of fatherhood in America today. Any closing comments, Glenn?
No, it's just that celebrate the fathers in your life, because fathers and the fathers in your community, you know, like we always encourage policemen, you know, and that's good. When you see a father out with their children, say, you know what? thank you for being involved in the lives of your kids. Because I start out the article saying that there's one famous scholar. He says the most powerful impact of fathers is that they do not mother. Mothering is good, but fathers are distinctly different in how they raise their kids. And kids need that different experience from their fathers. So this Father's Day, let's celebrate fathers, your own father, fathers in your family, but also fathers in your communities as well.
Very good. Glenn, as always, thanks so much for the time you took to research this, write about it, provide it to the KLYT listener via thedailycitizen.org, and look forward to having you back on again real soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.